fitter, happier. A program about your health for your health.
Suicide is the leading cause of death among Australians aged between 15 and 44. It deeply affects friends, families and communities across the country. Just as we eat healthy and exercise to take care of our physical health, everyone should be taking steps to care for their mental health also. Today we're joined by Jane Armstrong, Mental Health Division Clinical Nurse Specialist from the Royal Perth Bentley Group, to discuss Are You OK Day and all things mental health. Good morning, Jane.
Hello, darling. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm pretty awesome. It's a beautiful day and I woke up.
Excellent. It's a good way to start. Today is Are You OK Day. In recent years, awareness has grown so much. It's grown so large. How do you describe the day?
I think it's really about having a prompt or a bit of a reminder for us to just check in on each other, our colleagues, our loved ones, our friends, just check in and see how they're doing.
One in five Australians will suffer from a mental illness at some point in their lives. What are some signs we should look for that might indicate a family member or friend might be struggling?
I think one of the biggest ones is a change in their personality. For example, someone who has depression may become quieter, more reserved, withdrawn, not socialise as much. They may also have problems with their sleep, their eating, and even just day-to-day things like having a shower and looking after themselves becomes a struggle. So anything like that can be a big indicator that mental health is suffering.
Asking "Are you okay?" is a great first step. Can you talk us through what to say or do next?
It's really about active listening. "Are you okay?" is a good first step, but it's sometimes people are a little bit flippant about it. It's really, you can use any language you want. It's, hey, how are you going? Just check in and see how you're travelling. It's what's happening for you at the moment. It's anything like that. And then it's really active listening, acknowledging what they're saying. Sometimes we can't understand what people are going through, but even just the fact that you're acknowledging what they're saying and you're hearing what they're saying is a big help. And then really it's checking back in with them. And if you're particularly worried about someone, I'd be checking in on them daily.
So checking in is a good step. I know it's all about this human connection to build relationships that can also help. 2020, however, it's been an unusual year and quite challenging for many. How important is it to stay connected and build this relationship with friends and family, particularly during these strange times?
Well, never before has connection been more important. For some people, it's all they have at the moment. So really connecting with someone... Look, we're very, very lucky here in Western Australia. I feel for the Victorian folks and the New South Wales folks who are really being hammered by COVID in lockdown. I can only imagine... I can't actually imagine what it would be like to have to be in lockdown and have no human connection at the moment.
We only experienced it for only up to 5 weeks or so, but they've been in months.
Yeah.
Look, if you have a relationship with a close family member or someone over in Victoria, as many of us do, how would you build a connection over these months where you're not seeing each other?
We are so lucky that we have things like FaceTime, Zoom, other platforms like that, that we can still actually see them. That's not the same as touch, though. I think what people are really, really missing at the moment is the ability to give someone a hug. And whilst connecting over Facebook or Zoom or the telephone is not as good, at least it's something towards having a human connection.
I'm going to ask you something a little bit deeper now. Obviously, are you okay is a good first step. If someone isn't okay and you want to give them further help, I'm no counsellor. How could I give someone a further reaching hand?
I would be saying, right, let's get you to see a GP. That should be your first step. And if you're not convinced that they're actually able to make that step themselves, then how about I make the appointment for you and I'll pick you up before it and we'll go together. And sometimes that's all someone needs to actually get to the doctor.
Yeah, right. That sounds like an amazing option.
Yeah, look, I think it's the most doable at the moment.
Being able to support friends and family is so important, but it's also essential that we take care of our own mental health. What does self-care look like?
Well, that's a million-dollar question. For some people, it might be exercising on a daily basis, making sure they're eating well, doing all the little things that makes them feel good. Ideally, it's not drinking alcohol. or taking substances. But really, routine is super important as well. Make sure you've got fresh air. Make sure you're getting some sunshine on your face. And trying to be as present as possible. A great woman once said to me, depression is living in the past and anxiety is living in the future. But if we're present, we can combat those feelings. And that's really the first step of self-care, is making sure that you're as present as possible.
Wow, just to reiterate, that's an amazing quote. Depression is living in the past, anxiety is living in the future, presence combats those feelings.
Mm.
Yeah, beautiful. Yep. How do initiatives like Are You OK Day help to promote mental health and normalise the discussion?
Wow, I mean, we've seen Are You OK Day just become so important this year. And it really is. It's reducing the stigma. It's making everybody have the same conversation. Driving into work this morning, I drove past a work site in town, you know, lots of big beefy blokes in fluoro and work boots. And there were signs everywhere on their work site talking about Are You OK? And if we normalise it so that it's something that we do on a regular basis, even not every day, it becomes an everyday thing.
That's it. Maybe in recent years, maybe with the likes of social media and technological advancements, we've lost this deeper personal connections that we should be making on a daily basis, but we've once again turned the corner and we're trying again to normalise these deep conversations and rebuild these deeper relationships from a daily basis. Such an amazing idea and promotion, Are You OK Day? If someone I know is struggling with mental health, you did say head to the GP or offer to take them to the GP, a great start.
Yes.
What other services and programs would be on offer?
Look, there's a lot around. There's Lifeline, which is a 24-hour counselling service. You can also check in with your local community mental health services. There's lots and lots and lots around. For LGBTI folks, there's Living Proud. And they have a counselling service that's called QLife. So there is quite a bit out there. It's just for some people making that first step.
Thanks so much for talking with us today. Such an important conversation. Thanks, Jane.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Jane Armstrong, Mental Health Division Clinical Nurse Specialist from the Royal Perth Bentley Group. To learn more about Are You OK Day and anything mental health, head to the Healthy WA website or also Are You OK website. That's spelt simply R-U-OK. No need for the extra spelling. It's as simple as that. And of course, make sure you go and ask your mates, ask your friends or anyone up at the bus station where you might be out and about today, ask, are you okay? And make sure you promote mental health and normalise the idea of asking, are you okay?